Now to Jordan. Today, the prime minister resigned, pressured by the biggest nationwide protests the country has seen in years. NPR's Jane Arraf sent this report from the Jordanian capital, Amman.
Jordan doesn't see a lot of big protests, partly because it's under tight control, and partly because it takes a lot to bring people out into the streets. But after price hikes on almost everything in the country, combined with really bad services and high unemployment, a plan to raise taxes was the last straw. For four nights in a row, until 2 a.m, thousands of Jordanians came out calling for King Abdullah to replace the government. In central Amman, where the skyline is full of luxury hotels, there were more than 2,000 people out on Sunday night.
So security forces are telling people that they're fine with peaceful protests, but they're asking the protesters on the bridge to get off the bridge because they're afraid it will collapse.
In Amman and in cities across the country, these were the biggest protests since the Arab Spring 7 years ago, when demonstrations spread across the region. For the most part, these weren't protests against King Abdullah.
The king has been trying to modernize the country, to let people know what their duties and what their rights are. He should call for a new government to save the country.
That's protester Hanadi Dwake. She used to be head of administration at a bank. Her family is solidly middle class, and she says they can't afford the water and electricity bills. There were others who can't find jobs, and parents worried about their children's futures. All kinds of people here. Munir El-Nouri describes himself as an entrepreneur. He was holding a sign in 6 languages, reading, "We have nothing."
I feel this time is different. If you notice here, no political parties. We are normal people without any political background. We came here to say we want some better life for us.
Later in the morning, Prime Minister Hani El-Mulki was summoned to the palace, where he resigned. Ahead of Jordan's Economic and Social Policy Council, Mustafa Hamarne, says the new prime minister will have to make sure that citizens see the government is sharing the pain.
I think they need to cut waste in government. There is tremendous waste. I mean, our public officials drive Mercedes around. You need to cut that. You need to tighten the belt. I think a progressive, proactive government can do that.
Jordan hosts more than 1 million Syrian refugees. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates have cut off funding to the country. The kingdom needs to raise money to get IMF loans. Jordanians are also angry about their U.S. ally moving its embassy in Israel to the disputed city of Jerusalem. King Abdullah, in a letter released today, said the country faces unprecedented challenges. Jordanians say it will take a new kind of government to solve this crisis. Jane Arraf, NPR News, Amman, Jordan.